All right, so you want to know what's going on with this DOGE thing?
Oh yeah, this DOGE thing.
But you don't want to like read a whole bunch of boring government reports, right?
No, nobody's got time for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in. For season three, episode three, we're doing a deep dive into the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. All the juicy stuff, no swampy jargon.
We've got reports, notes, all the insider info, so buckle up. We're going deep.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much DOGE has done already. It's not just like little tweaks here and there. This thing is touching everything.
Yeah, it really makes you think, like, how big is this gonna get?
Seriously. And you can tell they're focused on saving money. Like, their whole thing is we got to update all this old government tech and software to make things more efficient.
Sounds good in theory, right?
Totally. All right, so let's kick things off by talking about DOGE's focus on cost cutting. They've been making a big splash with some of their announcements lately.
Oh, absolutely. Big Splash is right. Like on April 2nd, they came out saying they were canceling 47 contracts.
47
Yeah,
contracts.
47. They said this would save about $30.2 million.
30.2 million.
But here's where it gets interesting. The total potential value of these contracts was way higher. We're talking like $87.5 million.
Oh, wow. All right. So they're really emphasizing the potential waste they're preventing here.
That's exactly their message. They even gave a specific example, a State Department contract for, get this, aviation advisors in Kenya. Price tag, $3.4 million.
Aviation advisors in Kenya. So, I mean, $3.4 million does sound like a lot of money, but without knowing what that contract was actually for,
Yeah.
it's hard to say if that was wasteful or not. But I guess these are the kinds of things the DOGE is going to be looking at.
You got it. Now, the very next day, on April 3rd, they announced they're canceling $25 million in DEI grants. They figured that'll save about $15 million. And this time, they gave a couple of very specific examples. One was $265,000 for research on BIPOC teens reading Japanese comic books at Queens College.
BIPOC teens and manga. That's
Yeah.
specific.
And then another $250,000 for LGBTQ plus historical markers in Ohio.
Historical markers. So, I mean, again, we're talking relatively small amounts of money here, right?
Individually, yes. But I think these examples were chosen very deliberately. They're meant to spark debate about what kinds of things the government should be funding, research on comic books, historical markers. Some people are going to say, well, that's not the government's job.
Right. It's definitely a shift in priorities.
Absolutely. But when we start talking about the overall savings from DOGE, things get a little murky. We've seen some pretty wild claims out there.
Wild is one way to put it, yeah.
Some folks on X have been throwing around numbers like $270 billion in savings.
270 billion. That's a lot of zeros.
It is. But if you go to the official DOGE website, doge.gov, the last update on March 30th only mentions $140 billion, and they haven't updated the site since then.
So we've got a $130 billion discrepancy here. What gives?
Honestly, it's hard to say without more transparency. It's possible that $270 billion number includes some projected savings or uses a different way of calculating things, or maybe it's just, a more optimistic estimate. But the fact that the website hasn't been updated recently just adds to the confusion.
Right. It's a classic case of information vacuum. When the official sources go quiet, the rumors start swirling. And speaking of rumors, did you hear about President Trump saying DOGE found something horrible and incredible?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Pretty cryptic, right? Unfortunately, our sources don't give us any more details. So, anything we say about that would be pure speculation.
All right, fair enough. Let's move on to something more concrete then. What about this lawsuit against the SSA, DOGE, and even Elon Musk? That seems like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, this is a major development. So it was filed on April 2nd by a whole coalition of disability rights groups. We're talking the American Association of People with Disabilities, the National Federation of the Blind, Deaf Equality, a whole bunch of others, plus seven individuals who rely on Social Security benefits. And they're basically arguing that the planned layoffs at the SSA and the closure of certain offices are unconstitutional and are going to seriously harm people with disabilities.
All right, so break it down for us. What exactly are they saying is wrong here?
Okay, so the SSA is planning on laying off up to 7,000 employees. That's like 12% of their workforce. Over 4,000 of those are going to be involuntary separations.
Involuntary separations meaning.
Meaning they're being fired, not their choice. And they're also closing some offices, specifically the Office of Transformation and the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. DOGE has deemed them, quote, wasteful and duplicative.
Wasteful and duplicative.
Yeah. So the plaintiffs are saying this is all going to make it way harder for people with disabilities to access the support they need. They're making several specific legal arguments, like saying it's an unconstitutional attack on their benefits and violates their rights to due process.
Right. Like they have a right to access these services, and this is making it harder.
Exactly. They're also saying these actions are arbitrary and capricious, meaning there's no real justification for them. They also claim it's discrimination against people with disabilities, and they're basically arguing that this is all part of a systematic effort to dismantle the SSA.
To dismantle the SSA. That's a pretty serious accusation.
It is. And they've got some powerful voices backing them up. Like Maria Town, the president of the American Association of People with Disabilities, she's been calling this a form of theft because it's making it so much harder to access the SSA.
And, you know, this isn't just some theoretical argument. We've got a statistic here saying that about 30,000 people with disabilities died in 2023 while they were waiting for their disability benefits to be approved.
Yeah, that's a sobering reminder that these delays can have real life or death consequences.
Absolutely. So let's hear the other side now. What are DOGE and Elon Musk saying in response to all this?
Well, Elon Musk has been pretty vocal about this. He's saying that DOGE's involvement with the SSA is actually about helping people get their benefits more easily.
Really?
Yeah. He's framing it as, you know, DOGE is here to improve things, not make them worse. He says that legitimate people will receive more Social Security, not less.
So is he saying that the current system is somehow preventing people from getting their benefits?
That's the implication. He's even gone so far as to say that DOGE is like tech support for the SSA. He's claiming their computer systems are all messed up and that's what's causing the delays.
Tech support for the SSA. That's an interesting way to put it.
It is. It sort of shifts the focus away from cuts and closures and towards this idea that, you know, it's all about fixing a broken system.
Right. So is anyone backing him up on this?
Well, J.D. Vance has come out and said that he thinks there's like 40% fraud in the Social Security system.
40%? That's a huge number.
It is. And he's basically saying that DOGE is doing the right thing by trying to root out this fraud. He supports their findings of all these fraudulent grants.
Fraudulent grants. Okay, so we've got some pretty strong opinions on both sides of this.
Definitely. And it's important to remember that we're just reporting what's been said here. We're not endorsing any particular viewpoint.
Of course. We're just trying to give you the facts, folks.
Facts and context. All right, moving on. We've also got all this stuff happening with public health funding. Seems like the Trump administration is making some big cuts there, too.
They are, and it's causing quite a stir. Tell us about it.
Okay, so they're cutting over $11 billion in public health funding that goes to states.
$11 billion. That's got to hurt.
It's a lot of money. And 23 states plus D.C. have filed a lawsuit over it. They're saying this funding is absolutely crucial for all kinds of essential public health stuff. You know, disease tracking, vaccination programs, mental health services, the list goes on. They're basically arguing that this money was abruptly and arbitrarily taken away.
So what's the administration's reasoning for these cuts?
They're saying that COVID-19 is easing up, so these funds aren't needed anymore. They're claiming this money was only meant for emergency use during the pandemic, and now that things are calming down, they can pull it back.
So the COVID is over argument, but the states are obviously pushing back against that.
Oh, yeah. And they actually got a temporary win in court. A federal judge put a block on those cuts for now. He agreed that the states still need this money, but, you know, this is just temporary. The long-term fate of this funding is still up in the air.
Right. So we've got DOGE making these big moves, but they're facing some pretty serious legal challenges.
Yeah.
And then there's the human cost of all this. It sounds like the federal workers are really getting caught in the crossfire.
It's been a rough time for a lot of them, that's for sure, especially for those who were initially fired as part of DOGE's downsizing efforts, but were then ordered to be rehired by the courts. They've been dealing with a lot of uncertainty and confusion.
Can you give us some specific examples?
Sure. So we've heard that the communication about their job status and benefits has been really inconsistent. Some people have said they were getting more information from online forums than from official government channels. And there have even been cases where people who were reinstated were then asked to resign.
What? Asked to resign after being rehired?
Yeah, it's crazy. And some people have even been asked to pay back recruitment bonuses they got when they were first hired.
Oh, man, that's just adding insult to injury. So you're telling me they get fired, then rehired by court order, then they're left in limbo, and then some of them are asked to resign and pay back bonuses. That sounds like a nightmare.
It's definitely been very disruptive. And this isn't just happening at the SSA either. We're seeing similar issues across a lot of different agencies.
So it's a systemic problem. All right, let's talk about Elon Musk for a minute. He's obviously a key player in all this, advising President Trump and getting a lot of praise for his work. But it sounds like his involvement with DOGE might be hurting Tesla.
That's right. Musk himself has actually admitted that his role with DOGE is hurting Tesla's stock price. He even called it a very expensive job. And this comes at a time when there are protests happening at Tesla dealerships, both here and in Europe. People are angry about DOGE and about Musk's involvement.
So Musk is basically saying that his work with the government is costing him money in the private sector. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And it suggests that the public backlash against DOGE is pretty strong, strong enough to make people think twice about buying a Tesla. We're also seeing reports that Tesla sales are down in Europe and more people are trading in their Teslas for other cars.
Interesting. So it seems like Musk's efforts to make the government more efficient are having some unintended consequences. All right. Are there any other DOGE-related happenings we should be aware of?
A few things. The FDIC's Office of Inspector General just released a report where they found some wasteful practices and ended up canceling some contracts. Now, DOGE wasn't directly involved in this, but it's still in line with their overall mission of cutting waste.
Right. It's all part of the same trend.
Exactly. And there's also this thing where Social Security recipients might have to go in for in-person identity verification because of some administrative changes. This happened around the same time that DOGE was temporarily blocked from accessing sensitive agency records.
Ah, so more potential inconvenience for the people who rely on these services.
Exactly. And lastly, President Trump is planning to freeze $510 million in federal grants to Brown University while they review the university's response to concerns about anti-Semitism and their diversity policies.
Brown University, what's it got to do with DOGE?
Well, it's not directly related, but it does show a broader pattern of the administration scrutinizing and potentially withholding funds from institutions that don't align with their priorities, especially when it comes to issues like diversity, equity, and inclusion, and perceived bias. It's similar to what they did with Columbia and UPenn.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here today. What are the key takeaways from all this, in your opinion?
Well, first of all, DOGE is definitely making waves. They're cutting costs, canceling contracts, and reducing grants all over the place. This is clearly a big shift in priorities for government spending, but these actions are also generating a lot of pushback. We've got these major lawsuits, concerns about the impact on people with disabilities, and federal workers caught in the middle of all this chaos.
Right. It's not all smooth sailing for DOGE.
It's not at all. And then you've got the Elon Musk factor. His involvement with the UGE is having a ripple effect on Tesla, and it's even causing protests.
So as this all plays out, what's the big question we should be asking ourselves?
I think the fundamental question is, how do we balance the need for government efficiency with the potential negative consequences of these actions? You know, are we cutting too deeply? Are we hurting the people we're supposed to be helping? And what does this all mean for the future of government services and public trust in our institutions?
Great questions. Questions that we all need to be thinking about.
And we'll be here to keep you updated on all the latest developments, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, keep those questions coming. We love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, keep them coming.
And don't forget to subscribe to the channel and share this deep dive with your friends.
Spread the word.
All right, folks. Until next time, stay informed, stay engaged, and stay awesome.
Folks, that's it for the deep dive today. Thanks for listening, and God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.